so we're here today because we are expecting an unfortunate outcome between the Pebble Partnership and the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA.
That's Lindsay Leyland, who works with the United Tribes of Bristol Bay, speaking to a crowd of several dozen in downtown Dillingham Thursday. It's been a while since the community turned out for a good old-fashioned sign-waving anti-Pebble rally, and most of those in the past were very pro-EPA. This one was not.
As many of you know, with new administration in the White House, we have a pro-development, kind of anti-environment situation going on. And so we're working really hard to continue this fight, but we know that there's a lot of struggles at the federal level that we have to work against.
Under Obama, the EPA completed a lengthy assessment of the Bristol Bay watershed in an attempt to predict the effects of large-scale copper and gold mining on the ecosystem. The three-year effort was published in 2014, and not without its critics.
I think the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment was a document that's not worth the paper that it's printed on. Its scientific value is zero.
That's Tom Collier, the CEO of Pebble Mine. He has guided the company's efforts to beat back the preemptive regulations, filing lawsuits, testifying before Congress, and now working with a new EPA to resolve the matter. Speaking last week, Collier said he was optimistic resolving one of those lawsuits outside of court will put Pebble and EPA back into a normal relationship.
All the resolution allows us to do is to go into permitting. So we'll prepare a permit application and file it, and everyone will have an opportunity to look at the project we're proposing, which, by the way, I think will be dramatically different from what most people think we have been talking about proposing in the past.
If the proposed 404C restrictions had been finalized, Pebble would probably not have been able to dig a mine in the headwaters of Bristol Bay. Most of Pebble's opponents backed EPA's unique effort full-throatedly, submitting millions of public comments, plus hosting two in-region visits by EPA administrators and one by President Obama himself. But the lawsuit blocked the agency from further work until the case was resolved. William Peterson from New Stuyahok was on hand for the Dillingham rally Thursday.
What's the message to Governor Walker, President Trump, the EPA?
Help protect the salmon in Bristol Bay and all the tributaries in Alaska that have salmon.
There was no decision yet Thursday afternoon, but the anticipation was that the news would not be welcome, said Gayla Hossith.
It is a day of disappointment, but you know what? We're going to stand united, and people are going to try to divide us and conquer us, but we're going to stand united and stay firm and get out there and rally what we're doing.
The United Tribes of Bristol Bay hosted a press conference after the rally, inviting leadership from the Bristol Bay Native Corporation, the Bristol Bay Native Association, the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation, known locally as the BBs, and several others to lay out a message. Alana Hurley is UTBB's executive director.
We're here today to express our great sense of betrayal and outrage as it appears that the Pebble Limited Partnership and EPA are set to announce a settlement concerning the proposed Clean Water Act protections our people have fought so hard for.
Norm Van Vactor heads BBEDC, the local CDQ organization. He said the regional leadership will continue their fight against Pebble any way they can.
I'm sure there's going to be legal challenges, taking to the streets, standing in front of bulldozers. Our response is, again, going to be multifaceted.
Russell Nelson, a BBNC board member, cautioned against buying into the idea that a smaller Pebble mine proposal, if there is one, will be any safer than the larger one stakeholders have long expected.
As long as that resource is in there, they can tell you what they want. You just need to look on their website. They're going to mine it to the end till the last dollar. They can extract the last dollar out of that resource, and then it'll go bankrupt. And then the rest of us will probably go bankrupt when the sulfides come downhill and ruin the Bristol Bay fisheries.
Others, including Alaska House Speaker Bryce Edgman, spoke about the divisions that are creeping back into Bristol Bay, from village councils and corporations at odds to the friends and family members who find themselves on different sides of the controversial issue. For Pebble supporters, this changing tide is opening up the possibility of jobs and economic development. Still, BBNC's Joe Chiflick was unequivocal on the position the board he chairs is keeping.
This is no place, and I repeat, this is no place for a mine that risks all that we have. I am proud today to express to you all, salmon first, Pebble never.
Nobody has said that Pebble can build their mine yet. The settlement may allow them to go into permitting, where an actual mine plan would be vetted under the National Environmental Policy Act using a full environmental impact statement. Opponents like Werner Wilson hoped through the Obama years that this now decade-long fight would have been put to rest.
I think that our ancestors will be proud of what we've done up until now. And for us to just stand back, that's just not who we are.
Wilson was speaking at Thursday's rally, where protesters waved signs and introduced a new slogan they hoped reaches the ears of Trump's EPA back in Washington. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.